Democrat D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser jets to Martha's Vineyard as Trump tackles crime and homelessness in her city. By Hannah Knudsen on August 14, 2025. Democrat Mayor Muriel Bowser has jetted off to Martha's Vineyard, known as a retreat for the political elite, while President Donald Trump tackles the crime and homelessness plaguing her city. According to Fox 5, the Democrat is there on a family commitment and will return to her city on Friday. Regardless, the optics are still less than ideal, as Martha's Vineyard has become a haven for Democrats, often shielding them from their own disastrous policies, as can be appreciated in this clip of Eric Holder speaking from Martha's Vineyard. Eric Holder, gerrymandering is a threat to democracy. Eric Holder, we have to gerrymander to save democracy. He says this within the same minute. pic.twitter.com/rkchhfr8lv. Paul A. Cipula, at Bubble Bath Girl, August 10, 2025. While Bowser is working with the Trump administration in its efforts to crack down on crime and homelessness, she initially stated that Trump's decision, officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act, placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control, and activating the National Guard, was unsettling and unprecedented. I've said before, and I'll repeat that I believe that the president's view of D.C. is shaped by his COVID-era experience during his first term, she said during a press conference following Trump's announcement on Monday. She continued. And it is true that those were more challenging times related to some issues. It is also true that we experienced a crime spike post-COVID. But we worked quickly to put laws in place and tactics that got violent offenders off our streets and gave our police officers more tools, which is why we have seen a huge decrease in crime. Because of those efforts, we have been able to reverse that 2023 crime spike this year. We know, however, as most have heard from the president's press conference, that he has pride prerogatives in D.C., unlike anywhere else in the country, including his authority given by our Home Rule Charter to require the mayor, to require me to supply services of the Metropolitan Police Department, and he also has control and the ability to deploy the National Guard. Attorney General Pam Bondi later confirmed she met with Bowser, and both agreed there is nothing more important than keeping residents and tourists in Washington, D.C. safe from deadly crime. Former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund has offered more perspective on the crime problem in D.C. despite the positive spin from Bowser, telling Breitbart News Daily this week that the D.C. homicide rate is 5 to 6 times that of any other major city in the United States. Martha's Vineyard has made headlines in recent months for the blatant hypocrisy of its liberal wealthy residents, who in 2022 had illegal aliens speedily shipped off their island, yet now say they must protect illegal aliens as Trump continues his mass deportation effort.